Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hour number three. I was remiss in not thanking Lee Elsie for hour number one. Thank you, my guest host with the mostest, Lee Elsie. Thank you, thank you. You did a great job, as always, a bang-up job, as always. Great stuff. It's why I have Lee open for me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Gives me an extra hour to get business done, extra hour to go to meetings, extra hour to work out, extra hour to write speeches for events I undoubtedly do almost every week of my life. Those 2 extra hours a week are lifesavers. Thank you, Lee Elsie. Before I get to my commentary that I read to open up hour number two, and I always like to do it at least twice each show when I have an important commentary, because a lot of people listen to only 1 hour of the show, not both hours, or not all 3 hours. They listen to one, and so they don't catch it. They miss it. So I make sure everybody gets it, because I think it's an important commentary. But I do want to mention at the start of the show, this Miami building collapse. I think it's important to mention that it happened, that we offer our condolences, that it's a horrific thing to see. So far, it's one dead, but 99 unaccounted for. It can't be one dead. It's not possible because the building collapsed. It's up to 3 dead now. Okay, well, there you go. Fox News says 1 dead now. Literally, they didn't even update the story. I'm looking at the lead story on Fox News. It says 1 dead. But it's impossible that there'd be 1 dead, because if I'm not mistaken, it happened in the middle of the night. So wasn't everybody at home and sleeping? And the building literally collapsed, a 12-story building. There's got to be quite a few dead, sadly, tragically. But 99 people unaccounted for. Undoubtedly, some of them were away. Some of them were, you know, Miami's a town where, just like Vegas, where in certain condo developments, 2 out of every 3 condos are like a fifth home, you know, a fourth home, a fifth home, a third home. And so nobody's home, you know, so thank God maybe that's the case that prevents this from being much, much worse. But I guarantee you there were some people in that building. And from what I saw, it would be almost impossible to survive it. I see a story on Fox News, possible causes explained by experts. And an area expert brought forward some ideas as to what could have led the building's facade to crumble to the ground. Gary Slosberg, founder of the South Florida construction company National Home Building and Remodeling Corp., said he hasn't heard any specific leads to the cause of the building's fall. But after decades of working in the industry, he has his suspicions. In a general way, there are many things that could happen, construction defects, engineering defects. I think there is some value to that possibility. It makes some sense to do periodic inspections. Engineering inspections would happen every 5 or 10 years. Might include removing drywall or other materials to expose and inspect steel beams to make sure they're not eroding away. Keep in mind, when you're near the water, everything erodes. Everything rusts and erodes. See, just like I had, I used to live in Malibu, and everything was rotting. He added that salt in Miami's coastal air could potentially facilitate the erosion of steel. Evidence of erosion can appear in rust stains or exposed rebar. It's like a cancer, Slosberg said. By the time you see it, it could be too late. And to me, that was my first guess, because I lived in Malibu and everything I owned rotted. Everything I owned rusted. Everything I owned weakened from the salt air. And in Miami, you've got salt air. So it was built in 1981, and the county had different construction codes back there. With every new hurricane, every new construction codes come out, new engineering codes. Codes have changed at least a dozen times since then. And some of the older buildings just have not been updated to withstand the same type of weather conditions. So that could be the reason why, and it could be terribly a sign that lots of buildings in Miami, due to salt air, have eroded and rusted, and there are more problems to come. Who knows? Another big story, which I'll be covering in this hour, unfortunately, the victims. I'm going to write a commentary for next week. My July 4th commentary is going to be, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, I am a conservative who supports reparations for black people. But I want the reparations to come from the Democrat Party and the teachers' unions and the media. The three groups that have destroyed the lives of black people. The Democrat Party's policies have destroyed black people. The teachers' union have destroyed education and job opportunities for the rest of all time for any black kid. And most importantly, the media, with their lies and fraud to try and protect the Democrat Party, has been in on the whole game, and they deserve to pay reparations as well. They deserve to be blamed as well. I don't believe in reparations by the government. I don't believe in reparations by white people. That's a bunch of bunk. I'm a Jew, and I've never woke up in my life and thought, you know, Germany owes me something because some of my aunts and uncles who I never met were killed in Nazi Germany. You know, great-grants and great-uncles. So you're talking about people I never met in my life, and they died in Nazi Germany, and it's terrible, and I hate Germany for it, but they don't owe me something. They owe them something. And I feel the same way about American slavery. It was terrible, it was awful, and they owe something to slaves, but they sure owe something to the great-great-grandchildren of slaves who never met their great-great-grandfather or great-great-grandmother. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Some Jewish person I never met that's related to me by blood, never met them in my entire life. They were dead long before I was born because something bad was done to them. I'm owed by Germany? No, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous crutch. It's a ridiculous excuse. And it's a bunch of BS. But in this lifetime, I believe black people have been held back by the Democrat Party's policies and have been caused damage by the Democrat Party's policies and the lies and cover-ups of the media. And on a separate basis, the public school teachers' unions have been horrible for black people. So crime everywhere. I've got a commentary coming out. I don't even know if I have time to finish it now. But I'll sum it up for you. Calling all conservative billionaires, I have the plan to save America and the GOP. So here's the plan in a nutshell, because we only get about 3 minutes left in this segment or so, and I won't be able to read this whole thing to you, but I can give you the highlights. Trump lost Nevada by 27,000 votes in 16, and he lost it by 33,000 votes in 2020. So we're a purple battleground state. You know how close that is out of a million-plus votes cast to win by only 27,000 or 33,000, the Democrats, or lose by only 27,000 or 33,000, the Republicans? It is razor thin. And I believe I have a way to change the situation. All these people who want to, gee, let's raise more money. Gee, let's find better candidates. Let's organize the Republican Party better. All good. I have nothing against any of that. None of that's bad. That's all good. I hope we have better candidates. I hope we raise more money. I hope we're not disorganized in the future. So all of that is good, but that's not the answer. It's not the answer. And like Muhammad Ali said, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. And so I don't have a problem bragging that I'm one of the best TV salesmen in the world, radio and TV, in the world. I've sold about $500 million on radio and TV. I'm very, very good at what I do. It's not bragging. I'm great at communicating and selling a message on radio and TV. And I want to raise several million dollars in a pack called Making Nevada Red Again, or Flipping Nevada Red Again, one of those two names. I think Flipping Nevada Red Again is a good name. And I want to start with Nevada as a test case for the whole country. I want to raise a few million dollars, and then I want to use it to spend on media, radio and TV in California. Why California? Because, first of all, the whole California is already moving here. The whole California who's Republican and conservative are either thinking of moving or already are moving, or they've already moved. Everybody wants to get out of Dodge. In this case, Dodge is California. Certainly our kind of people want to get out of California. Liberals, it's a paradise. Why not stay there? They love it. Unfortunately, many of them are coming too, but most of them would rather stay there because, let's face it, the weather is beautiful. Life is wonderful in a place with perfect weather all year long. California is that place. The beauty, the natural beauty of the ocean and the mountains and the cliffs and the beautiful foliage and the flowers and the blue skies and the sunshine. California is amazing. I lived there 13 years. I should know. It was heaven. I couldn't understand why anybody, you know, ever stayed in New York. So most people still love California. It, certainly most liberals do. It's their kind of place. So it's conservatives I'm aiming for. I want to bring between 100,000 and 200,000 conservative GOP voters from California to Nevada, and we'll flip it red forevermore. No Democrat will ever win here again. They only keep winning by 35,000 votes, 25,000 votes every election. So if you brought 100,000 California Republicans here And my ad pitch is so simple. It's so simple. It makes such common sense. And I don't need to bring all 6 million California Republican voters to Nevada. I only have to succeed at bringing 100,000 to 200,000. So all I need is what's 10% of 6 million? The 6 million Republican voters in California. 10%, 600,000. I only need 100,000. You know, so I only need 1/6 of 10%. That's it. That's all I need to bring over is 100,000 and preferably 200,000 out of 6 million wasted Republican votes in California. I just need to convince California with a TV ad campaign day and night, and I'm as good a salesman as there is in the world on TV and radio. And I just need to convince Californians that 6 million of you voted Republican, and literally your vote is wasted. No Republican will ever win again in California for a major office, but certainly not for president. And so you're wasting your vote. Come to Nevada, where the income tax rate is zero and the property taxes are low and the capital gains is zero and business income tax is zero and inherited tax is zero. And with the money you save in taxes, you get your mortgage free on a mansion. Literally. And the sun's always out and your vote isn't wasted. And if you come here, we can flip this state red forever. And so I think I could do that. Once I do it, I've proven you could do it in Arizona. You could do it in Georgia. You could do it in Pennsylvania. You could do it in Michigan. You could do it in Wisconsin. You could invite Republicans to literally invade those states and flip them red. Because in just New York, California, Illinois, and New Jersey, four states, there are 13 million people that voted for Donald Trump. 13.5 million that voted for Donald Trump that are trapped in high tax, crappy states that tax you to death and your vote is wasted. And if we could bring them to Florida, Texas, we'll keep them Republican forever. We could bring them to Nevada and New Mexico and flip them. We could bring it to Colorado and flip it. We could bring it to Georgia and flip it. We could bring it to Arizona and flip it. And we could change all future elections.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Michael, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you're
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. So it's all about crime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, crime, 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 crime. That's kind of the new story because crime is exploding in this country. The Illinois trio has been charged with beating and strangling a police officer over a traffic stop. Can you imagine what they would do to you or me? Can you imagine what they would do to a random woman walking by? If you're willing to beat and strangle a police officer, what would you do to a normal person without a uniform, a badge, and a gun, and a club, and a taser? I mean, it's just so amazing to me that people are willing to attack a police officer. Can you imagine how dangerous those people are if you and I ran into them down some dark alley? Two women. I didn't even read the story. Two women and a man in Illinois' second largest city, Aurora, outside Chicago, are facing felony charges after beating and strangling a police officer who pulled them over for a traffic stop. 28-year-old Paul Sherrod, 24-year-old Jennifer Taylor, 26-year-old Sheba Taylor have each been charged with aggravated battery, resisting or obstructing a police officer, causing injury, and aggravated assault of a police officer. A male officer, whose name has not been released, made a traffic stop on this 28-year-old Paul Sherrod around 10:30 p.m. Monday after he rolled through a stop sign in Aurora near Aurora High School. The vehicle with two passengers inside later identified as Jennifer and Sheba Taylor pulled in a driveway in the 600 block of North Elmwood, and the driver began yelling obscenities out the window at the policeman. A woman in the back seat then got out of the vehicle, and the officer ordered her back in the car several times before informing her that she was under arrest for obstructing. Before she was taken into custody, Sherrod, the driver, continued to yell obscenities, exited the vehicle, approached the officer, told the officer he would fight him if he touched the female passenger. The officer informed the driver he was also under arrest for obstructing, and at that moment, Sherrod took off running. The officer ran after him. A second woman exited the vehicle, and both Sheba and Taylor ran after the officer, yelling obscenities. All three, by the way, are African-American. Just I'm looking at the picture. I'm stating a fact. All three are black Americans. It's unclear which TLer was initially in the back seat during the traffic stop, but police said the female rear passenger approached the officer as they ran, and the officer then turned around and grabbed her arm to take her into custody, but she slipped out of his grip. Both women then began striking the officer with closed fists and kicking his body and head. The officer heard a male's voice and then was struck repeatedly in the head from several angles. The female passenger placed her forearm around the officer's neck and applied significant force to his windpipe, causing him to lose his ability to breathe. Isn't it funny when police do that to a black person, it's racism, but if a black criminal does that to a cop, I guess Black Lives Matter thinks that's just justified and that's fine. You know, that kind of a headlock is banned by most police departments now, even though my buddies who are cops will always tell you it keeps them from killing people. Because if you can put someone in a headlock and get them under control, you don't have to shoot them dead. These are all ways to keep from killing people, and we're eliminating all of them. So all the officer has left to do is to shoot them. And this is another example of the bull spit of the entire Black Lives Matter movement. It's just a lie. Black people all over America stopped. The time the cops are very nice. And most of the time the black people are very nice. But once in a while, a black person who happens to be black, but they're a criminal. Forget about it. Black is just happens to be the color of their skin. I'm not worried about their blackness. I'm worried about them being a criminal with a long criminal record and a bad attitude. And they mouth off or they attack the cop and they wind up dead. And BLM says, let's riot and loot and burn the whole country down or burn the whole city down. When in reality, you're fighting over a guy who was a bad guy. And by the way, once in a while, a cop does something really bad and really boneheaded to a black person. But they also do it to white people. It's just, I don't think cops see color. I think cops see crime. I think they just see criminals. That's it. In any case, I hate to ever make it a black-white issue like BLM makes it. I really do. But I'm sure the cop was white, and I know for sure, looking at the pictures, the three criminals were black, and I don't see any marches by white supremacists. You know, they say, oh, the biggest crime in America, the biggest threat is white supremacists. So here's a white police officer who had the crap beat on them by three black people. Does BLM care? No. Is there any white people marching? No. Are there any white supremacists marching? No. Are there any white supremacists rioting, looting, and burning? No. But if it was the other way around, and the white policeman hurt one of the three black people, and they felt it was for no real reason, he didn't have to do it, right now Chicago would be on fire, ironically. Literally be burning to the ground. Michigan Avenue would be looted as we speak right now. In any case, when we get back, Bernie Kerik will be with us, the former New York City police commissioner, and we'll ask him about these homicides skyrocketing, and he's friends with Rudy Giuliani, great friends. We'll ask him about Rudy losing his law license today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden said on Thursday he has no plans to sign a bipartisan infrastructure package unless it's accompanied by a reconciliation bill. Biden, after meeting with 5 Democratic senators and 5 Republican senators at the White House, says they've agreed upon a $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal. The Miami-Dade Police Department says somewhere around 99 people are missing in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse, reportedly killing at least one person. Surfside Mayor Charlie Burkett talking about the ongoing search for survivors.
We're doing everything we can to find and save the people we can save.
He says the cause of the collapse remains unknown and surrounding buildings have been evacuated. President Biden back in Washington, D.C., after spending some time this afternoon in North Carolina, stressing the importance of getting vaccinated against the coronavirus. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, right back at you. Root for America is the website. Wayne Root at gmail.com is my email. The Root's on fire. Show is New York City Police Commissioner, not just former New York City Police Commissioner, but the commissioner during 9/11 when Rudy Giuliani was America's mayor. I guess you'd say Bernie Kerik was America's police commissioner, America's top cop. He's a great guy, good friend, and a friend of the show. Welcome to the show. Bernie, how are you?
I'm good, Wayne. How are you?
Good. I know you you had a really rough day, and a long flight. You just got off, so let's get right to it. You're going to be in Vegas tomorrow night at the Ahern Hotel for a Nevada Republican Party dinner. Just wanted to get a sense of what tomorrow's dinner is all about, what you'll be speaking about.
Well, I think, I'm honored to be invited. Michael McDonald has me coming out. And I'll get to talk to the party about, you know, some of the things that I've experienced over the last many years, some of which includes the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the attack on New York City, the attack on America. I'll talk some about that. I'll talk about the attack today, the attacks today, really, on our Constitution, this attempted infusion of socialism and communism by the Democrats, and I'll probably talk some about the election of 2020 and what happened, why, how, who's responsible, and this will be based on my own insight as a part of the legal team, the investigative side of the legal team with Mayor Giuliani. So I think it'll be a great night. I love Las Vegas. I love the people there. They're great people. Should be an interesting night.
And I assume you also, it's a big topic for you as the ex-big cop in America, has got to be the crime wave and homicide skyrocketing all over America. And they're skyrocketing in only, you know, completely 100% Democrat-run city. You find me a Democrat city, I'll show you murder rates through the roof. I'll show you violent crime through the roof. I'll show you robberies through the roof. I'll show you black people disproportionately the victims of that crime. How is the Democrat Party helping black people when they're defunding the police and allowing crime to massively increase like that?
Well, you know what's crazy, Wayne, is I don't think the Democrats really I don't think they think before they make these decisions. You know, this whole defund movement. You know, you have in Atlanta the homicide rate is 58% higher today than it was last year. Shootings are up 40%. But and the Atlanta mayor gets on TV and says, well, it's because the Republicans opened up the state. No, it's not because the Republicans opened up the state. It's because you have 41% less arrests in your town when you have a 58% increase in homicides and you have a 41% decrease in arrests because the cops have been told not to go out there and do their job. They've been told that they can't get involved in a foot chase until they have a first-line supervisor that approves that foot chase.
Crazy.
I mean, some of the policies that these people have instituted are completely insane. In Chicago, you have shootings up 18% over last year. Chicago is sort of like Baghdad, right? And the mayor gets on TV and says her biggest problem in Chicago is racism. No, it's not racism. 95% of your shootings and your violent crime is black-on-black crime. There's no
right.
Racism there. That has nothing to do with race. And you're allowing young blacks, men and women, to be slaughtered in these communities, and you just refuse to do anything about it. In Portland, you have a 533% increase in homicide, 126% increase in shootings. In Philadelphia, homicides up 37%, shootings are up 27%. In L.A., homicides up 22, shootings 51. They're basically, they've annihilated the morale of the police departments around this country. They've, villainized the cops. They victimized the thugs, And the cops are basically, you know, they're scared to death to go out there and do their job. They would do their job if they had the right leadership. And this stuff wouldn't be what it is today. But at the end of the day, they don't have a Rudy Giuliani in charge.
Yeah, you and I obviously are on the same team on all of this, but I will tell you one change in what you said. You said that it's not about racism in Chicago. Well, the crime isn't about racism, Bernie, but there is a huge issue of racism in Chicago. It's the mayor, who's black and lesbian, who hates white straight males and will no longer give an interview to a white journalist. That's racism.
Yeah.
Do you ever think you'd live to see, can you imagine a white Republican saying, I won't talk to black Democrat journalists ever again, or black straight journalists ever again? Crazy! Who would even imagine you could say this?
That's kind of across the board, right? You know, and I think about this stuff. You have the Black Entertainment Network. If tomorrow somebody said, "I'm going to create the White Entertainment Network," there would be an explosion, like
right.
in this country, right? People would go haywire, you know. It's, you know, that kind of stuff just makes me insane. But there's no sense in arguing with it or yelling about it, because it's not going to change. The racism part, you know, the crazy thing about the mayor's racism statements, she was talking about racism as results to the crime epidemic in Chicago. Did you see, there was a video the other day of two Spanish people, a 24-year-old male and his girlfriend or wife. They were drugged out of the car
yeah.
by a group of black people.
I saw
and
it in Chicago.
Basically shot point blank.
Right.
Both of them executed point blank, killed them.
Wow.
And you know, it's about racism. Come on, man. This is about lawlessness. This is about failed leadership. This is about policies that do not work. And I got to be honest, I think this is all about federalizing our national security. And in every one of these cities, you know what they're asking for? They're asking for federal money. Every one of these cities that are defunding the cops, they then go back and say, we want federal funds. We want federal assistance. We want federal this and federal that. This runs parallel with the whole element of socialism and the infusion of socialism and communism into a country like you had in Venezuela or Cuba or wherever. You know, that's what they're trying to do. And as a result, black neighborhoods in this country are being slaughtered.
Right, and where's BLM? BLM couldn't care less when a black person kills a black person. BLM could care less when 50 black people are shot each weekend in Chicago, but they care when one white cop gets to a struggle with a criminal who happens to be black, and the criminal's fighting the cop or running away from the cop or disobeying the cop, or nothing would have ever happened, and they make it like it's the worst thing in the world and we should all see riots and looting and burning. It's so inexplicable, unexplainable, unimaginable. It's so strange, but I know you only have a short time to be with us. I want to get into the election real quick. Look, I believe the election was stolen, and I'm pretty sure you agree with me, especially in places like Nevada and Arizona and Georgia. I believe it's clear the election was stolen. You're right in the middle of it all. You're right in it with Rudy. You're right in it with the Arizona audit. I just want to know, with the Georgia audit and Vernon Jordan, tell me what you have found.
Well, here's the reality. You're 100% right. The election was stolen. The Democrats infused, you know, hundreds of thousands of ballots into some cities, like in Pittsburgh. They put, 350,000 ballots into Pittsburgh between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. In Philadelphia, they did the same thing with about 135,000 to 150,000 ballots. In Georgia, they ran a bunch of ballots through machines in the middle of the night after they got all the Republican observers out of the room.
Right.
But there's a bunch of stuff that's going to come out of Georgia in a civil litigation that's underway right now that is going to prove Donald Trump won Georgia. The Arizona audit, the forensic audit, which I believe is scaring the hell out of the Democrats.
Yes,
because
it is.
It's going to be irrefutable. There's nothing they're going to be able to do about it. That's going to prove Donald Trump won. And if they do another audit in Pennsylvania, Michigan,
right,
Donald Trump won those as well.
And Wisconsin.
That's the bottom line.
And Wisconsin, same thing.
And I listen, Nevada, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, all of them had unbelievable problems, irregularities, and corruption.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you couldn't investigate this stuff in the time that we had up until January 6th. But you know what? It's getting investigated now. And I promise you, the end will come where Donald Trump won by a landslide.
Right, won by landslide, but what's anybody going to do about it? The Democrats are going to claim, and the music's on, so we don't have much time, but the Democrats are going to claim, Bernie Kerik, that there's nothing you could do about it. A win is a win, it's been certified, and Biden's the president, even though we'll prove that Trump won and won in a landslide. What could happen?
Right. Well, I think we're in unprecedented,
territory.
This is uncharted territory. And,
all right. Hey, Bernie, we got
to
run. We're
going to have to fight it and do the best.
Bernie, we got to run, but I want to make sure everybody knows that Bernie's the speaker tomorrow night, Friday night. It starts at 5:30. It's the Nevada Republican Party dinner. It's at the Ahern Hotel tomorrow, Friday, June 25th. It'll be great to hear Bernie speak. Be there. Thank you, Bernie. God bless.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allen Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we shared on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says Live Event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to EnergizedHealth.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at VetsAndHorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Projects organization. I encourage you to check them out at VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. Lots to tell you about, but none more important than a big event coming up here in Las Vegas on Saturday. I will be the opening speaker for the CCW Expo. For all you Second Amendment fans, I'll have a great speech that will fire you up. If you have a concealed weapons permit, you're thinking about getting one, you're already a responsibly armed gun owner, you need to listen up right now. Last year, 8.5 million Americans purchased a firearm for the first time, and these new gun owners need training. And the rest of you need training. You need to kick it up a notch with your own training. That's why you need to join me, Wayne Allyn Root, at the CCW Expo this Saturday and Sunday, June 26th and 27th, at the South Point Casino. Tons of concealed carry exhibits with all your local resources for concealed carry gear and accessories, and over a dozen seminars and workshops from some of the most badass tactical instructors on the planet. It's great stuff. I'll be opening up the ceremonies at 10 a.m. sharp on Saturday morning. Wayne Allyn Root with a kick-ass speech. Purchase your tickets right now. Go to ccwexpo.us, ccwexpo.us for United States, ccwexpo.us. Reserve your place in history, ccwexpo.us at South Point Casino this Saturday and Sunday, and I'm your opening speaker at 10 a.m. and proud to do it. All right, so I was talking about crime with Bernie Kerik, right? We're talking about crime. And so this article pops up, homicides have skyrocketed in these 6 Democrat cities. This is what I'm going to write about. I'm going to write about reparations next week. The reparations for black people should be paid by the Democrat Party because they've created a cesspool. Every city in America that is run by Democrats is a you-know-what hole. Every single one of them, but let's say crap holes, keep it safe for radio so no one has to bleep me out. Every city run by Democrats is a crap hole, and the people in them are almost all black and minorities, and they live in hell because of Democrat policies. There's no Republicans to blame. for all the homicides, the black-on-black genocide? What white person or white Republican is to blame for all your problems in a black city run by Democrats and almost all black Democrats? Black councilmen, black mayors, the few whites would be white ultra-liberal mayors who claim they're woke and claim they love black people, and yet under them, the cities have been destroyed, and the black community's been destroyed, and the black father's not in the household, and abortion is rife, and murder is everywhere, and drug dealing is everywhere. It's unbelievable. And so, here's the article. Homicides skyrocket in these six Democrat cities. Black people disproportionately the victims. So I'm for reparations, but they should be paid by the Democrat Party and the Democrat politicians and the media that lies for them and covers it up, and also the teachers' unions, which are basically communist and have held black people back through their idiotic actions over the years. The teachers' unions have ruined the school system and done nothing for minority students. Zero. Actually, they've done less than nothing. They've held them back. It's a very sad situation. So, yeah, there should be reparations, but they shouldn't be paid by me. They shouldn't be paid by you. Okay? Shouldn't be paid by me or you or the government or the taxpayer. Should be paid by the Democrat Party. They're the ones that ruined the black community. So Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levin Cava told the New York Times you're seeing an uptick in violent crime across the country, specifically gun violence. In Chicago, black people have been the victims of roughly 81% of the 317 murders in the first 6 months. They were the victim of 70% of the 295 murders committed in the first 6 months of 2020. The number of homicides in six major cities has increased compared to last year, disproportionately affecting black people. Black people have represented a massive share of murder victims in six major cities through the first 6 months, which all saw a large crime surge. And so the Daily Caller News Foundation analyzed both police department data and homicide reports compiled by local news outlets to determine how black people have been victimized in the wake of the 2020 crime spike, and of course now the 2021 crime spike. They collected data, the Daily Caller News Foundation, from Chicago, Baltimore, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, and Indianapolis. And by the way, they should have done New York, because New York is a crap hole and has been destroyed by the policies of de Blasio, a white communist for all intents and purposes. The percentage of murder victims in Chicago that were black increased from 70% to 81% in the last year. That figure increased from 60% to 90% year over year in Milwaukee. In one of the raw number of black victims increased. In the only city that they saw black percentage of black victims decreased, the raw number of black victims still increased. In Chicago, Illinois, at least 317 total homicides committed in Chicago between January 1st and June 22nd of this year. Mostly all black people, as we pointed out. And Lori Lightfoot thinks racism is the problem. And she thinks that the key is for her not to do any more interviews with white journalists. In Baltimore, black people represented 69 of 152 total murder victims. Black people were the victims of 130 out of 335 total homicides committed in Baltimore for all of last year. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, total number of murders increased from 75 in 2020 to 87. 90% of the murders were black people. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, black people made up 90% of murder victims. In Los Angeles, black people were the victim of 92 of 272 homicides. The share of black murder victims in L.A. County has stayed around 33% year over year, but the uptick in violence has caused 11 additional deaths in L.A. County's black community compared to last year. The numbers are just terrible. The crime wave and the murder wave in this country, Democrats to blame. See you tomorrow.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.